The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. My beloved, obedient as you have always been, not only when I am present, but all the more now that I am absent, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For God is the one who, for his good purpose, works in you both to desire and to work. Do everything without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine like lights in the world, as you hold on to the word of life, so that my boast for the day of Christ may be that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. But even if I am poured out as a libation, upon the sacrificial service of your faith, I rejoice and share my joy with all of you. In the same way, you should also rejoice and share your joy with me. The word of the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? The Lord is my light and my salvation. One thing I ask the Lord, this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze in the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate his temple. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he's still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. So I always love when Jesus just throws these things at us, these bombs. You know, he's talking about, we got to hate our father, mother, sister, brother, everybody. Huh? And then unless you give up all your possessions, you cannot be my disciple. Now think about that. Just think that one line for a moment. How many people would be in this church or watching this video if you had to give up everything? All your possessions, your house, your car, your bank account, everything to follow Jesus. And yet that's what he's saying. That's why Paul says, work out with fear and trembling your salvation. You know, too many people think that when they come to Jesus, he's just going to be their lackey and do everything that he wants them to, that they want him to do. That's what he's here for, to take care of you, to be your little private slave, to be my little private slave. But that's not what he says. He says, I want everything from you, period, bomb. And I just think a lot of people, most people, would not follow Jesus if it cost them everything. People in America, it does cost people outside of America lots to follow Jesus. They get killed now. In Muslim countries, if you become a Christian, if you convert from being a Muslim, you're killed. It costs them everything to follow Jesus. And then Paul sits there and says, what does this look like when you're working out your salvation? He says, do everything without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, who you shine like lights in the world. Now, I think I'm a chronic complainer by definition. And yet Jesus says through Paul, stop it. Stop grumbling, stop complaining, stop questioning everything I ask you to do. Just do it. And the way that happens is when you and I decide that everything I do for the love of God. So if I'm doing it for the love of God, I'm not going to complain about it because I'm doing it out of love for God. I'm not going to question it because I'm doing it out of love for God. So today, it's a challenging verse. It's a challenging readings, but it's a challenge that takes us to heaven, that lets us be set free from ourselves. And that's the ultimate freedom. Made for Noah's love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.